Maybe if you remember final exams.
Huh?
Multiply that by 1,000. It's really hard for me to relate it to any other thing I've ever done. The more time that goes by, the more your objectivity diminishes, the more fatigue sets in, and you can't really trust your own instincts anymore. One day it sounds terrific, and the next day it's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I think it's just feeling that there's something left in life worth putting yourself to the brink for, putting yourself to the line of exhaustion, that, you know, that I didn't cheat anyone, least of all myself. I went all the way with it. When you go in to master the record, the final day when they're going to put it on a disc to be pressed, you can do little changes there. You can make the record sound more the way you want to. And it's that feeling of you come to, this is it. I cannot do any more correcting. That's got to be the way it's going to be forever on that record. This song, this is it for the song. And we were mixing Lady of Fame up to the last night, and we were just exhausted, and the bass and drum part were not right. You know, I've done too many albums where I said, oh well, to hell with it, no one will notice. And that's the one shot that song ever had, ever, to be what it's going to be, and I can't let it go. I like doing it that way, though. I don't like people taking my albums for granted, producers and people like that. It's another gig for them. You know, I think when you put that much care into something, that people are going to recognize the care. And if they don't, at least you assumed they would. But something in this day and age has got to be done with care. So I really do a record the way I want to hear it. I make a record as if I wanted to go into a record store and buy a record, this is the one I'd want to make.
Right.
This is the record I want to go in and buy. Mm-hmm. You know, if a record or a movie doesn't leave me feeling differently after I hear it, then before I heard it, I feel it didn't do its job.